Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the book of Psalms. We're at Psalm 60. We're going to look at 1 through 5, verses 1 through 5. This is a psalm of David, and this is when he was in battle in the Valley of Salt. David says, "You have rejected us, God, and burst up on us. You have become angry. Now restore us. You have shaken the land and torn it open. Mend its fractures, for it is quaking. You have shown your people desperate times. You have given us wine that makes us stagger. But for those who fear you, you have raised a banner to be unfurled against the bow. Save us and help us with your right hand, that those you love may be delivered." So what's David talking about in this psalm? Sometimes life is going really well. You're experiencing a good stretch, and then boom, something unexpected hits. You're attacked in a vulnerable area of your life. The enjoyment of the many victories is marred by defeat. And that's what happened to David here. David was in the northern part of his kingdom, enjoying great success on the battlefield, but the southern part of the kingdom, Judah, was left exposed. And Edom, a country just outside of Judah, spotted the weakness, and they swept in for the kill. So David sent Joab to take care of the Edomites in a battle south of the Dead Sea. Now, note, this psalm is written for teaching. This is a didactic psalm written to instruct all readers that victory and defeat come from the Lord. Sometimes he teaches us with great wins. He reminds us that he's always on our side and that triumph comes through his strength. And sometimes he teaches us by a loss. He reminds us where we are vulnerable, and he drives us to meaningful prayer for help and for strength. When you follow the Lord, life is about learning, and God is the ultimate teacher. So as he takes you through the victories and the defeats, don't miss his instruction. Father, thank you for success and failure, victory and defeat. Teach us the lessons we need to learn. Keep us attentive to your instruction. Help us to put into practice the things that you teach us. In Jesus' name, amen.